Okay, today I'm in Staverton with Michael Blake, trainer. Thanks very much for going to talk to us and invite me up here, Michael. First of all, can you just tell us how long you've been training horses, please?
I started training under my own name in 2010. Before that, for 4 or 5 years, I was up at Andy Haynes's, pretty much in charge of the jumpers, really.
Okay, so what's your background in racing?
Actually, I was a dairy farmer and then had a few pointers. And then approached Andy, and he said I could bring a few horses up there, and culminated in Bordercastle winning the Scottish Champion Hurdle in 2007, whereupon I set about getting my own licence and set up shop here at Staverton, really.
Now, you were telling me earlier that there's a certain trainer that wished he hadn't given you a bit of advice on that race.
Yeah, the Scottish Champion Hurdle, interestingly, I walked the course before the race. We went up thinking we were going to get soft ground, and it dried and dried and dried, and I walked the course with Paul Nichols, and I said, Paul, I don't know if I want to run my horse there. It's nowhere near wet enough. And he said, it's perfectly safe, Michael, run it. And interestingly, Bordercastle won it, and Takaroff, trained by the aforementioned Paul Nichols, finished second. So I bet he wished he had given me different advice after the race. And now, interestingly, Megan, his daughter, is riding winners for me on the flat. So funny how things work out.
And yours was a nice, it was a 40-1 shot.
It was a 40-1 shot, and had it stayed wet, I'd have liked it at 40-1, but I didn't think he'd got on the fast ground. But Nick Schofield rode it, and well, he was still an amateur, so great day.
Okay, so was that the catalyst for you deciding to take your own licence out and have a go on your own?
Absolutely was, yeah. Well, the owner said to me, look, you can't go on like that, you've got to get your own licence. So we did, and 114 winners, we're sat here now.
So we've been around the facilities this morning watching the horses work out. So this is your family farm?
Yeah, family farm. Always been here all my life, as a dairy farm and now as a training establishment.
Okay, so now I've got my mate to do some stats crunching. You've got an excellent strike rate for a small yard, he tells me. So are you picky at what horses you accept?
Absolutely not. I will accept any horse. I believe there's a way to get into the mind and ability of any horse. I'm actually running one later with a low rating, and I think you can get a race for them if you get into their minds a bit.
Okay, sure. I'm told your strike rate is 1 from 8,
right,
which is quite high. And also he tells me you do very well with what you would describe as other trainers' cast-offs for us, and you show a level stake profit of £25 to, if you bet all your horses to £1, you'd be winning £25 for you've taken from other trainers. What is it that you do to improve them better than these guys obviously haven't been able to?
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to give all my secrets away on here. There is something I do which I'm not going to tell anyone. But they do get more attention here because we haven't got many horses and they're all out of the stables a lot longer than the big yards. And sometimes I just pick up little things that a big yard wouldn't notice.
Okay, so do you think you do anything particularly different? You don't have to tell us what, but do you do anything that would be unique to you?
I don't know about unique, but I certainly do something that I'm not sure that everyone does do.
Now, you were, when you started training horses, you'd never worked for anybody. You've just taught yourself. Have you got like a library of books how to train horses? Or, you know, how did you manage to start from scratch?
I think if you've worked with animals all your life, as I have, I think you've got a bit of an insight on how to deal with them. I think you've got to keep them happy, and obviously in a racehorse, you've got to get them supremely fit. So I work along those lines, really, but not really been taught by anybody. Taught myself. I do a great deal of study in the forum, but sadly, Simon, I think about nothing else but racing day and night. So whenever I go out for a meal with friends, I'm usually thinking about races and where to place them and how to ride them. Even recently as last week, I thought I rode one wrongly. It wasn't the jockey's fault. I gave him the wrong instructions. So next time he runs, it will be done differently.
Okay, now this is thanks to my friend Andrew Mount, who's a genius with a form book. Your handicap, with handicappers, you're showing a profit. Now, he tells me that at the time of this interview, 44 winners from 442 runners, making nearly £50 to £1 if you backed them all. Now, is backing horses a part of the yarding? You know, is it something that you take seriously, or is that just what the owners?
Absolutely not. I think there were times, maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, when we had a couple of gamblers in the yard, but not now. I don't even consider that. All I do is try and win races. I'm not interested in the gambling of it at all.
So there wouldn't be horses sort of specifically targeted at races to try and win a few quid?
No, I wouldn't do that normally. If any owner approached me wanting to do that, I know I could do it successfully, but that's not how we've got any horses in, like that at the moment.
Okay, and another thing you picked up, you've not had a two-year-old runner since 2013, and you've only had two out of nearly 1,000 runners. Is there any particular reason for that?
Well, the reason is no one sends me a two-year-old, Simon. It's very easy, yeah. Yeah. I think I'm more considered as a jump trainer, even though we're flat statistics are probably good if not better.
Okay, now, to maintain such a high strike rate, I imagine that placing horses is a big part of your weekly sort of job. But how much time goes into form study and seeing, you know, placing horses to win races?
Oh, a lot of time. I think about it endlessly. I spend time on the computer every evening finding races for them, and I particularly like finding a conditional jockey's race that I can follow up with 6 days later with no penalty, things like that. I also keep an eye on the number of entries in the races to a late stage in the morning, so if there's a numerically weak race, I can try and put something in it, that sort of thing, yeah.
Okay, so what you say, before you talk about the betting, do you not see something sometimes in your form study and have a bet yourself? Are you a punter yourself?
No, not at all, no. I've done that in my past life. I'm not involved in that now at all.
Okay, so and another thing we've picked up on, no horse as yet since they've had to be declared, is that a wind-up? Is that just pure because of the horses you've had?
Yeah, that's just because of the horses I've had. It may change in the next month or two. I've got one I think might need a wind-up. Yeah.
Okay, now, we talked about your, the strike rate and how well you do. Is it frustrating to see other trainers with more at their disposal underachieving, or are you sort of thinking, oh, well, hopefully I'll be able to get one of those eventually?
Yes, I do wonder why I don't get given more horses. It's been an ongoing theme for a number of years recently, and even recently when I've had a real purple patch, the phone hasn't rang, and I would have hoped maybe it would have done, you know.
Okay, now, I've seen that you've got a social media, you're keen on social media, you've got a very good website, and you've also got your own YouTube channel. Is that something that you, is it the future?
It's something that a number of people around me, like my son and someone called Ali, who involved in a couple of my horses, has got me into. I must say I'm not particularly switched on with it, but I'm being led.
Okay, now, a few people I've spoken to are all of the same opinion that syndicates would be a good way of getting more people involved, directly involved with horse racing and to promote the sport. Is that something that you try and encourage at your yard? You're looking for syndicate owners to
contact? Definitely syndicate owners. We run two horses under the Staverton Owners Group, which has six in each syndicate, which are currently full. But I am looking to expand that a little bit. And we have a thing called Racing for a Cause, which Bounty Pursuit represents, who can have as many members as it likes, really.
Okay, now if somebody was interested in forming a syndicate, I mean, how difficult is that? If I suddenly decided I've got a few mates that want to spend some of their disposable income, would we come to you and say, can you buy us a horse, or would you
bring
a horse to you?
Absolutely, you would, yeah. You would come to me and say, Michael, I've got a few mates who want to spend so-and-so on a horse. I'll say, that's fine. And there's usually, as I said earlier on, there's usually a horse for everybody, and I would attempt to get one.
Now, when you've got this good strike rate with horses from other trainers, how do they come to you? Do owners move them, or do you pick them up from sellers, places like that? You know, how do you...
Generally, pick them up from sellers and or sales. I can't really remember an owner bringing me one from another yard. It probably has happened somewhere, but I can't remember it happening.
Okay, so when you're doing all your homework for placing horses, do you have your eye on potential purchases in those types of races? Do you go with the intention of trying to get one?
Yes, sometimes I watch a horse in a cellar, for example, and think I might try and get my hands on that somewhere, which happened with Excellent Team, actually. I saw it run in a cellar and eventually had the chance to buy it. So that can happen, yeah, can.
Okay, can you mention Racing for Cause? Can you elaborate a little bit more on that? I mean, what this is the first I've heard of that type of thing. Can you tell us a bit more about Racing for Cause?
Yeah, sure. It's a brainchild of my wife's, actually, a couple of years back, and it involves as many people as we can get on board. It's only 50 quid a month to join it, and you have a share in, at the moment, one horse, Bounty Pursuit, who's on a real purple patch, and we're looking to get a jumper now, or they are. And basically people pay 50 quid a month, and after all the costs have been taken out of the horse, which I do at cost really, all the excess goes to a charity, which at the moment is Julia's House Children's Hospice in Devizes, which is local, obviously. And we do fundraising events, stable visits, all sorts of quiz nights and things like that to raise money as well. And most of the owners contribute whatever he wins back to the charity as well, which is obviously quite a bit because he's just had two wins. So.
And is that something people can get involved with now?
Yeah, very much so. Just look on the website or I think it's on Facebook and everything else. So just look it up and get involved. It's really, really good fun thing.
Yeah, we'll scroll the website up underneath this and put a link on the page when you're watching this. So what, talk, you're a modest yard. How many horses you say you've got?
We've got eight in over there at the moment.
You've got eight. And so what would be the biggest problem that a trainer with, you know, your size of string faces?
Well, just you just want more horses. So that, I mean, we've got enough staff that we could have more horses. We'd like 20, really, 22 horses. And we have had 20 in the past, and we'd like them again.
And what would, you said you mopped up to him. What changes do you think that could be made in racing that would benefit trainers like yourself? Is there too much racing, not enough racing?
No, I think the racing's about right. I do think that it's got rather top heavy with the top trainers getting all the best horses. And it's very tough for the little trainer to compete. Maybe even more so on the flat. It's very dominated by very few trainers, I think.
And is the prize money an issue with you?
Well, I don't, you know, people go on about it. People know what the prize money is when they go into it, don't they? If, you know, I don't take much notice of it, if I'm honest. I've got the odd owner who will want to go into a higher value prize money race rather than one I think we're more likely to win, and I end up persuading him that you're better to win the prize money than come third in the higher prize money one. So, I don't know. No, I don't consider prize money too much.
Okay, now you've got a horse running later on that's ridden by Megan Nichols. Obviously, you could have chosen, I imagine, any jockey. So you're obviously not biased against lady jockeys. You not think they need the £3 allowance that's been muted in some quarters?
No, I don't think they need the £3 allowance. They're perfectly capable of competing off a level. But she rode a winner for me last week. Megan rode it absolutely beautifully. And I'm confident she'll ride the one this afternoon beautifully.
And just people watching this, you're looking to get some more owners. Why should somebody send you a horse and over anybody else?
I think they should send it because they'll know that it'll get the best attention both off the track and on the track, and I will find a way to win with the horse.
And what would your, finally, what would your ambitions be for the future? I mean, obviously you want to win the Derby and the Grand National, I suppose, but what...
No, I'd like to have 20 horses. All of which I'm capable of winning races with, really. I don't, you know, I know I'm not going to win the Derby, and I'm pretty sure I'm not going to win the Gold Cup, but I would like to train winners for people. That's what I enjoy doing. I like seeing the owners' faces when they come back into the parade ring. I haven't had a winner, really.
Okay, Michael Blake, thank you very much.
Thank you, Simon.
For the latest political betting news and odds, check in with our expert William Kajani at starsportsbet.co.uk. BeGambleAware.org. Over 18 only.